Blog Talk Radio.
Studio 724. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking to some chains. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking with some chains. I'm talking dominatrix. I hope you like it freaky. I'm talking with some chains.
I'ma beat you till you tender, dominatrix, I'll be gentle. Go and get my whip and chain, or I can beat you with my pistol. Do you like it rough? Do you wanna get handcuffed? Do you wanna paddle me and put it deep out in my gut? Hold on now, that's just too much, but we can compromise. Now let me lick all over it and you can lick on mine. You give it to me orally, make me come thoroughly. Tonight I am your dominatrix, so don't try to cuddle me. Can I punch you in the face? Let me hit you in your jaw. Paint you with my pepper spray, yeah, that's gonna really turn me on. Ain't you tired of being boss? You are my slave. Yeah, I'm the dominatrix, go and get my whip and chain. Get down on your knees, come to me, crawl. Bitch, it's for no talking back. I beat you with my nipples, man, we fuck like nymphomaniacs. What you wanna do? Lay sex, leather, in my heels. Make a nigga leak on my leather, in my heels.
I hope you like it freaky, baby. I like it really freaky. I'm talking with some chains. I'm talking dominatrix. I hope you like it freaky. I hope you like it freaky. Like I'm talking with some chains. With some chains. With some chains. With some chains.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Interview with the Masters. This will be your host calling in tonight to bring you some warm invitation to our conversation. We're going to be talking about Charles Oakley sues Dolan for violating his rights. For this, I'm going to get in. The number is 323-870-4396. Press number 1, and we'll bring you into the queue. Once again, the number is 323-870-4396. Hope everybody's enjoying this warm front. It's been very nice weather lately. We're going to have a lot of great shows for you this month coming up in March, so definitely stay tuned in. If you haven't been to this segment of the show before, you can check it out on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/interview with the masters. Tonight we're going to be having Mr. Sean Felder coming on the show to discuss this topic. Once again, we're going to be talking about Charles Oakley sues Dolan for violating his rights, and then we're going to be also talking about Adam Silver forcing him to sell the Knicks, and also we're going to be discussing the court case. So now, without further ado, let's bring on our guest for tonight, Sean Felder. Hello, Sean, you're now on the show. Welcome to Interview with the Masters. How are you doing tonight?
What's up, man? How you doing, man? The weather is kind of cool in New York. How you doing today? Pretty good.
Yes, doing very well. Thanks. So, how did you come up with this topic for tonight?
Well, as you know, James Dolan is the violent owner of the New York Knicks, and he's not well-liked in the NBA. As you can see, the article of the Daily News talking about the Charles Oakley incident, as you saw on social media, the game against the L.A. Clippers, Charles Oakley got into an altercation with security. As you saw, Oakley pushed security and was told by the violent owner, James Dolan, to escort him out. As you saw, six white security guards dragging a big black man out, and it was very disturbing. As you can see, Andre, that it was all over social media. And as we know, James Dolan does not like to hire back, as we call so-called, people that voice their opinions about the state of the New York Knicks. As you know, since he has owned the Knicks have not won anything. They had only been to the, let's say, out of the first round, one time? So this guy has destroyed the prestige franchise of the New York Knicks. Now, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Lakers fan, but I used to work there and see this man twice. Yeah, he's an arrogant guy, but due to Charles Oakley's situation, he was very outraged, and Of course, you know, Brooklyn Eric Adams called a press conference and wanted it to be banned. As we all know that Charles Oakley had a meeting with James Dolan and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver about it. And what's so funny about it, Michael Jordan, one of the greatest players of all time, was in a conference call and the ban was moved and both apologized to each other. But again, Dre, Oakley still hurt. And one thing about Dolan, he does not want bad press like the civil rights going after him.
Right.
So believe me, I do believe Charles Oakley will sue Madison Square Garden. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. Well, what's up with this next character that you had told me about, Adam Silver?
Yes, Adam Silver, yes. Knicks fans, NBA fans should be outraged at Adam Silver for allowing James Dolan to do this type of crap. Now, you have to recall, Dolan was sued plenty of times in the past, and he was also ridiculing a Knicks fan over some season tickets. Now, he was sued by a woman named Anna Braun Sanders. If you had Googled that information, she was a black woman who was sexually assaulted by Isaiah Thomas of the New York Knicks. It was a big sexual harassment lawsuit over social media. She won $11.5 million, and she talked about the frat and the good old boy atmosphere of Madison Square Garden. She also talked about former NBA player Stephon Marbury having a sexual affair with an intern in his van, which is true. So Anna went in and wasn't afraid to suffer the consequences, and she won that big lawsuit. And it goes to show you that people like her are not afraid to talk about the true story of what goes on at Madison Square Garden in that type of corporate world. And she put it out there. If you go to HBO, Real Stories of Brian Gumbel, he interviewed James Dolan about it. And Dolan looked like a total fool. Check that out on YouTube, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, talking to MSG James Dolan.
We'll definitely do that. And what made you pick
And also
story
I
want to
say, also, I'm sorry, the petition that's out that I saw from the Smart
right.
Change organization, a gentleman by the name of Dennis is a big Knicks fan and tired of all the nonsense with the New York Knicks, and he states that fans should sign the petition to get Adam Silver to get James Dolan to sell the franchise, and he wants all races to join. As I'm looking at the computer right now on my page, it says the NBA commissioner to make James Dolan to sell the New York Knicks, sign a petition. We need 1,000 signatures to make that happen. We got.
And where can they look at this? Is it NBA or is it a specific site? I said, where can they go to sign this petition? Because I know everybody want to get this out here so they can get them.
They can go
down
to my Facebook page, Sean Feldman. You can look for it, and it says on the side, the NBA commissioner to make James Dolan to sell the New York Knicks on a petition. They can go to Change Organization, change@org.com. I'm looking at it right now. It gives you all the information how to sign the petition. And all you got to do is sign it. We get 1,000. Right now we need 426, Dre. So if we get the 426, it goes to Adam Silver. And it sends a powerful message that this man needs to sell the New York Knicks. It's a joke. It's originally signed by Dennis Scriaria, you saw that last name, S-C-I-R-I-A. He's the one that started the petition and has 574 supporters. I'm going to take it to the next level to push it. I also talk to politicians about the sign. If we get 426, we get 1,000, and we can do what we need to do to make Adam Silver take action.
And also, I see he was talking about your lawsuit at the U.S. District Court. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As everybody should know now, I am suing Madison Square Garden for racial discrimination. I filed May 15th, 2015. As we know, we are waiting for the verdict. Judge Deborah Freeman is assigned to the case based on the unfair labor practices that went on at Radio City. I do have some key witnesses that hope they will call in. Names Kevin Milner, also Ed Figueroa, Kevin Blakely. These guys used to work security at Radio City Music Hall. They saw the unfair labor practices and discriminatory tactics. Key name of this case also is Clinton Neils, Dre. We try to mention him. He was the former director of security. He played preferential treatment to Hispanic employees. Clinton verbally abused, was very violent to all black employees like myself and Kevin, who spoke out against the unfair treatment. Now, here's a funny story, Dre. Clinton got mad one day. I'm going to tell you, I was working as a lead response at the 2008 Christmas spectacular they do at Radio City. Now, he claimed I let in the health inspector, okay, which I did not. The health inspector showed me their credential. I called one of my supervisors, Wayne Little. He's one of Clinton's house slaves, okay? So Wayne escorted the guy inside. One of Clinton's people told me to come see him. Clinton claims that I let in the inspector, which I did not. He claimed he got it on videotape. I said, well, let's see the videotape. So this is the funny part they do, Dre. He had his so-called slaves, Wayne, write up bogus write-ups. Now, did you know I sent that bogus write-up to General Manager Rich Claffy at the time? Cool white guy, one of the big shots at Radio City. We had a meeting. It was me, Clinton, and Jackson, Human Resource Director. This was in January 2009. So Rich Claffy told me, do you want me to call Clinton? I said, sure. He calls him in. You know, he calls on the phone, you know, come upstairs to his office. You should have seen the look he had, Clinton, when Rich Claffy told him, what's your issue with Sean? I got Ann Jackson here. Do you have an issue with Sean? So he lies and claims, no, you know, he's going to try to cover his behind. So I told him that he's a damn liar because he has a problem with people like me that voice his opinion went over his head, and he can't deal with that. So we had signed, we had shook hands, you know, make peace, go on a clean slate. Dre, the whole situation got worse. I got more harassed and more abused and more assaulted on the job. I told HR about it. They did little to do. We had meetings with Rich Claffy to talk about the security issues that didn't happen. So that led to all that. And then Clinton liked to do the nonsense of hiring outside security, like Sterling Security. Now, check this out. He pays them $30 an hour to do big events like the Tony Awards, NFL Draft, NBA specials,
right,
while Inside House get the $30. Now, does that make any sense to you?
Nah.
Nah. So here's the thing. My witnesses and
hello.
Of James Dolan violating labor laws. So we're just waiting for the verdict, which most likely will be a summit. So all we can do is just wait. We have another judge that's reviewing the case, George B. Daniels. So we're just waiting for the pro bono counsel, and the rest will take care of itself.
So why do you think they have this beef against their workers, and why they so much seem to be targeting you? Is it like they're trying to get rid of people and just trying to make up some kind of scapegoat?
Well, you know what it is also, you got to understand, Dre, it's more like a plantation. We're not unionized at Radio City or at the Beacon Theater. See, they love to retaliate against people who speak out. That's the culture of MSG. You understand what I'm saying? Through my living years. And it seems to me that they fired a lot of the black high-profile people that speak out. They either escort you out the building or they just plan to get rid of you. So that's the culture of MSG. They love to retaliate against people who speak out. You know what I'm saying? One of their ways is they'll take you off the work schedule for 2 months, or they hire some house Negro like Wayne Little to belittle you or do bogus write-ups, or, you know, just make life miserable for you, or cut your hours at the job. You know, little things to find ways to get rid of you.
I've had that happen before. Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And let me say this thing about Dolan also. He loves to do that against certain people who he feels that would challenge his authority. If you know certain people that's around that he hires at the Knicks are yes men. You know what I'm saying? Yes men. Patrick Ewing is not a yes man. Latrell Sprewell at the time wasn't a yes man. Nor Charles Oakley. So those are the people that he hires around him. He hires yes men. You know, like yes to the master. You know what I mean? Slave master battalion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that the Django movie when they had Samuel L. Jackson's part.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And they found out with me over the years, I ain't no house Negro. I'm a straight up dude. I'm gonna tell it like it is. Cause I had over 3 altercations with past supervisors in the past. You know, trying to challenge my authority. I let them know that I'm not gonna be talked down to or be disrespected. You know, they did their little write up, and I showed that to the judge, saying that I'm not gonna be treated with disrespect. Cause there's a lot of disloyalty over there. And I was wishing that some of my witnesses would call in to speak their piece, but there's a lot of disloyalty. And no growth at that place, trust me. So I got a clean slate mind, bro. I'm glad I got out of Madison Square Garden. So it was an interesting 11 years at times, trust me.
So with the way that they was treating you for you still being on the schedule and everything, how does it affect your work and personal life issues?
Well, at times it was stressful. I'm not going to lie. You know, sometimes when I leave doing shows, you know, I have to get a cold beer, just relax and stuff and everything. You know, I try not to let the best emotions deal with my family and friends at the time. And, you know, sometimes when I come to work, I try to have a clean mind, but sometimes you got these still little nitpick statements or attitudes with certain supervisors or responses. So especially with people like Clinton and Lisa Mendez, they have their little smart remarks. I have my say too, but I make sure that upper management people at the time, like Rich Claffey or John Wynn, who was the former senior vice president, would know about these issues. And you know what's so different at times, Dre? We have these meetings with human resource. We have these meetings with Rich Claffey and John Wynn, and no results have been solved. And it's frustrating for the security staff that we were underpaid and we do all this slave labor work and not being appreciated. So as I look back at now, half the people I used to work with are gone, and they knew what I was talking about. So, you know, they just got tired of the slave mentality that went on at Radio City.
Well, let me ask you this, because I heard about the petition that I saw that you said about a person having a video camera. Have you ever tried to, like, record the people and the act of doing certain things? Or have you ever had, like, some of your coworkers come together and be like, you know, like how a union is? Maybe you, like, form, like, a draft of what's been going on.
Well, I'm going to tell you a funny story about that, Trey.
Like, what's going on.
Right. We was rallying to have a union for our security staff. It was 8 or 9 of us. And I do recall it was an African-American brother. We met at a teacher's. It was 6 of us. At that time, majority of our security was black. We was halfway down to make it happen. What happened was 3 or 4 people got scared because he needed like 17 people. One of the so-called guys ratted out to Clinton about it, and that was the end of that. And then after that, there was a lot of disloyalty, a lot of so-called unity. And I have to say with Kevin Blakely and Kevin Milner, I got close with those guys because we share the same mentality. Like, hey, you know, who's the voice for us? Who's going to speak up for our concerns? Because we didn't have no type of leader. Remember, we were not union at the time. So who's going to speak about our behalf and concerns? And it seems like no one gave a damn about us because, you know, we're the first line of defense. You know what I'm saying, Dre? And we moving all these barricades and dealing with the hostile crowd and all that. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. Like, during the Crispy shows, okay, 6,000 people. Mm-hmm. You got all these rush shows, moving barricades and all that. That ain't easy, dude. And I'll never forget, we had a big snowstorm. We have like 25, 22 people on roll call. Man, only 5 showed up. You know how bad that was? They start calling people in and all that. I remember they tried to call me, and I told them I'm not going in. And they said, well, why are you not coming in? I'm not coming in, so you can't force me to come in. So I stopped doing the little things for them after all that. And after I got this pity write-up, I just started showing last interest in them. And I do recall my last day of work there was at the NFL draft of May 12, 2014. And I said to myself, this is it. I think I'm done. Because I felt at that point, Dre, that it's time to go, move on and stuff. And that's when Lisa Mendez never gave me my termination letter, slowly took me off the schedule. And that's when the war was on with them. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, we have also Tiff on the line. Hey, Tiff, would you like to ask Sean any questions about this topic?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Nothing much. Yeah, I have a few questions about the topic. You know, I've been following you for a minute with this MSG. I don't know if you can call it a mess or scandal or whatever, but
Or plantation.
It just basically goes to show the
plantation
stuff you was going through and how people are being treated. And my thing is, like, Charles Oakley is like a legend, icon, NBA player.
Right.
It was so disrespectful, and I'm not even a New York Knicks fan.
No, sweet. I'm a Lakers fan. I made that clear. I'm a Lakers fan.
And
I've been a Lakers fan since Magic Johnson era. Okay?
Exactly.
No, he's not.
Charles ain't no punk, and he wasn't trying to be disrespected.
No.
But for that whole organization, it just don't look right for the company, the brand. So it's like, you being an employee, you done seen some things. You still going through some things with them. So it's like right now, it's just showing you that the decision you made to do what you're doing with them, I ain't even getting into all the details, was the right decision to make. Like, but how many years was you at the company?
11 years, my dear. 11 years.
Oh, yeah. You saying some things.
Oh, a lot of
like,
things.
That's
too.
Just crazy. Like, I was shocked, but. You know, seeing them talk about it on the news, but then to actually see the video clip of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Man. And I would have reacted the same way as he did. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
need
but,
to,
I mean,
at the end of the day, their franchise, their foundation is dropping.
It's disgrace. Yeah.
So
yeah.
either he needs
yeah.
to sell, they need to make him step down, or it ain't going to be
right.
nothing. And I know
right.
New York fans are loyal fans and this is that. But at some point,
right.
you got to open your eyes and see what it's really about.
Right, right. I just want to cut you off. Let me just say one thing. Eric Adams is one of the few black politicians who stepped to James Dolan. And my disappointment on these other so-called black politicians in New York City is mostly most of them are punks. Because Eric Adams had the decency to stand up to a billion-dollar owner and demand to tell them to remove the ban for Charles Oakley. Now, can you imagine if he got them all together again and see this petition and say, hey, let's boycott and show him that we're not going to tolerate this nonsense. You understand what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
see, what I did was hit him in the pocket. I wrote to 7 of Madison Square Garden sponsors like Delta, Coca-Cola, DraftKings, and said to him, why would you do business with a corporate that has no respect for African-Americans and Latinos? Drop them as sponsor. Now, I would, now, can you imagine if they had the decency to do that? Now, 3 of them already mm-hmm. told me they'll look into it. I said, well, listen, you got the power to do it, so make an example out of them. And another thing, I went to a couple of newspapers about this and told them very clearly, when I win this case, do not call me, because I saw the disgraceful and shittiest attitude of you not taking a racial discrimination lawsuit, but you put on the front page other petty stuff. So what do you think is more important, a racial discrimination lawsuit or the payment? So keep that in mind. And when this story gets resolved and settled, don't come running to me. Because they're going to come running to me when this story gets resolved. You better believe that. I know how the New York media is. Trust me. I see how they operate. So believe me. And, again, shout out Eric Adams. I hope to meet with him. I got a letter from him. So hopefully we can get this resolved and get this petition rolling. And that's how you hit him in the pocket. Boycott.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know,
right.
Malcolm X, by any means necessary. That's how Malcolm X didn't do it back in the 60s. And this is why we don't have a strong type of black leader today. A lot of them are weak. A lot of them are scared to challenge high-powered people like James Dolan. And I'm just going to tell it like it is.
I just think we don't have the unity, and then people was quick to get blackballed and blacklisted and stuff. But you have to stand up for what you believe in, because if you don't stand up for it, why should somebody else?
Well, I'm already blackballed as it is, my dear, because like I did with CNC Security US Open, they already blackballed me, which I already expected. So I'm sure they blackballed me right now, because I'll tell you an example. I already sent 25 job applications. And I haven't got no calls. I don't mention that to the judges that, hey, they blackball me too. I'm afraid to put them down as a reference, and they're going to say nasty things about me. See, I could get them on defamation of character, you know? So I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So believe me, when this is resolved, and you better believe that Judge Freeman will make them pay me, because you don't want the judge to make the decision. See, they're stalling right now, and I know the games. But when the judge gets this resolved and resolve the summit, you watch how crazy social media would be when I get the summit. Watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can Google the case, you know. You can Google it. Just Google Felder versus Madison Square Garden, give you details of the case. It's on Google. So when it's all resolved and when it hits social media, watch and see. This is bigger than CSC Security. Trust me. This is bigger than CSC Security. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you give everybody your information where they could locate more of this information from so they can follow you on this petition and the news story and also be able to support you on what you're trying to accomplish right now?
Okay, with the lawsuit, like I said, if anybody wants to know the details of the case, Google Felder versus Madison Square Garden. And if you want to know about the petition, go to Change Organization, CHANG or ORG, and it says to make James Dolan to sell the New York Knicks. It was done by Dennis Scrilla. I'm going to spell his last name, S-C-I-R-I-A, Brooklyn, New York. We need 426 signatures to reach 1,000. We so far got 574 supporters. Tiffany, you and Dre, you can sign yourself. Spread around to the people on your show. and
I
to the community.
Traditions. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Well, anyway, like I said, we need to get James Dolan out of there. Let's pressure Adam Silva. Write to MSG sponsors. Go to their website, to like Coca-Cola, Delta, Lexus. Let them know that you need to drop him the sponsor. He is an idiot and a tyrant. And also support Charles Oakley. And also a shout-out to my witnesses, Kevin Milner, Eric Figueroa, Kevin Blakely. Those are my key witnesses. And like I said, just keep following social media about it and petition, and I'll keep you guys posted when the settlement gets resolved.
All right. Well, is there anything else left that you have to say before we end the show?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So is there anything else left that you would like to tell anybody before we end the show?
No, like I said, I thank you guys for the support and everything, and I'm hope that the so-called other politicians will support me. And, of course, everybody knows I support and promote SX Energy Drinks. You'll get your sample soon, Dre. I know Tiffy already tried it. You can catch me on YouTube, Sean Felder, SX Promotions, and on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and also on my website, www.mlplifestyleblogspot.com. Catch me on the front page of King Aces Magazine. It's going to drop tomorrow, March 1st, 2017. And catch me on the front cover of Pastor Mike Magazine, some issues. So SX all day, and thank you guys for putting out the situation with Madison Square Garden. So believe me, they will resolve this soon, and you'll hear more about it at U.S. District Court.
Thank you once again. We look forward to hearing more from you in the future, and keep us posted on what happened with the outcome of the case.
Oh, definitely push that petition. Thank you, Tiffany, again. And like I said, let's get rid of James Dolan.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Once again. Bye-bye. We want to thank you all once again for coming through and definitely support Sean Felder on what he's doing with this case. Definitely, we want y'all to follow it and sign the petition. Definitely follow the links that he gave you, because we definitely need to get this person out, because we should have no racial discrimination or any kind of discrimination in 2017. And I want y'all to also make sure you follow this show. We'll have a lot of more situations going on. We'll have a lot of cases going on. We're going to have businesses and ideas and influential writers. So if you have any kind of business that you want to bring to the show, you can hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/interview with the masters. Once again, I'm your host, and Ms. Tiffany is the hostess. We hope you all have a great night, and we'll see you next time.
Good night.